Well, you become a Christian God's way. And you become a Christian on God's terms. Now, immediately, that undercuts the pride of man. Because it tells him, I'm not in the driving seat. I do not establish what I am, and I do not establish the ground in which I'm made acceptable to God. That gets us to the place where we have to deal with sin. What is sin? Sin is what God says it is. It's the transgression of God's law. I'm a lawbreaker. I have no ability to make myself right with God. And the only hope I have is any hope that God provides freely by his grace. And of course, the gospel is that he has provided that way in the person and through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We were born in Adam. We were born sinners. And we died in Adam. We are spiritually dead by nature, dead to God, dead to righteousness. We have no ability to originate any saving good. But God sent Christ, who's called the last Adam. He's called the second man. You see, ideally, there are only two men in the history of the world. They're called by theologians public persons. One is Adam, the other is Jesus Christ, the last Adam. The first man, the second man. And everybody in this world is either in Adam or in Christ. We're born in Adam. But thank God we can come into Christ. In Adam, all die. In Christ, all are made alive. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. In a nutshell, that's the basis of the gospel. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us who knew no righteousness, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Again, in a nutshell, that's the good news of the gospel. Now, how do I get to receive that? Well, the Bible says, in fact, this is probably certainly the first recorded sermon of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent means take on board what God says about your sin. It's no longer what you think about it. The word repent has in it the idea of a change of mind and then a change of heart and will. No longer what you think about it. No longer what the world thinks about it. We know what they think. Now, what does God say about it? And in the light of what God says about it, repent. And then take the good news. Believe the gospel. When the Philippian jailer asked Paul, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? I'll give you a very simple definition from the Bible in the Authorized Version. It translates it at the end of John chapter 2. We read there that many believed on him. And then it says, Jesus did not commit himself unto them. Believed on him, did not commit himself. Those are the same Greek word. And what it's saying is, you could put it this way, they believed in him, but he didn't believe in them. Why did he not believe in them? Because, if I could use this word, commit. They had a certain level of belief about him, but they did not commit themselves to him. in repentance and faith. They did not commit themselves to him as their Lord and as their Savior. You see, when you come as a sinner to Jesus, you're not coming to make a bargain with God. You're coming as a suppliant, a perishing sinner. And you cry with Peter when he thought he was sinking, Lord, save me. I'm perishing. And when you cry to him, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you come to him, him that cometh unto me, says Jesus, I will in no wise cast out. How do you become a Christian? God's way, by grace, through faith. Repent, believe the gospel, and as many as receive Christ, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.